I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location, this is Real Spoilers Episode 212, the box office report for the week ending, looking at my computer, August 28th, 2016.
It's almost September.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's weird how time moves forward.
slowly, but not slowly.
In the exact same increments.
We do every year.
Every day.
It seems like this year has gone by. I don't know why this year.
It's because we're getting old.
That's also what it is.
Yeah, when you get older?
Yeah,
okay.
So as you get older. Like, Dan and I are already old enough to where we don't even acknowledge, like, oh my God, it's September. We're like, yeah, we feel like that every day.
Yeah. Like, that's, yeah, we're like, where are the Christmas
ornaments? How fast does time move for you guys? Yeah, like, I can't imagine.
We're still like, I can't believe my phone doesn't have a cord. Like, that's, I can't believe this butter is pre-churned. Like,
I love the new spot for encyclopedias in the war room. That's great.
Yeah,
thank you. That's great use.
Your Encyclopedia Britannicas are on the way.
Boy, how'd you like to be one of those guys?
I mean, they made their money then.
Yeah,
you know.
I had insight. Did you have encyclopedias growing up, Dan?
Yeah.
Could you imagine the guy that invested in a whole warehouse full just before the internet?
This is going to be huge. This is,
I mean, I'm making tons of money. Yeah. It's great, and he puts all his invested all back in.
You're never not going to need an encyclopedia,
right? Right.
How it's impossible.
How are you going to find stuff out?
What is this Wikipedia?
Oh no! Oh man, that was
volumes.
Having your own encyclopedia set.
My grandparents still have them.
That's how you know you have money.
They're out of date at this point.
I had to move a box the other day in my mom's, like, in the closet, and I was trying to move it out, and I'm like, what is in here? I open it up, and it's like volume AE, you know, and volume AF.
And then they would sell you, like, the once a year, they could sell you the updates, like, annual.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know that we ever did those, though. Nobody ever did those, because it's not going to be...
What's going to change?
Well,
history is set.
But even if it does... Even though it is going to change, it's not like if you keep doing those. Let's say you did them forever. Let's say your family had been doing, and it's like, and so your encyclopedia set's from 1960, and it's 1980. Right. You're not going to be like, oh, I need to look up something. Oh, that happened in 1973.
You need to go back and reference that volume.
How are you ever going to find the volume that it's in?
But I mean. There's, like, massive change that's happened just because, like,
continental drift. Whoops.
Yeah. Like, those encyclopedias are so far off base now. It's like an alternate universe.
I'd read that. There we go. Just like, what did you think was going to happen?
The planets just popped up.
Yeah, right.
Pluto's a planet. Pluto's not a planet. Pluto's a planet. Pluto's a dog. Pluto's a planet.
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
So I guess let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Just shameless plugs. Don't forget that we're available on iTunes where you can go and rate and review and subscribe. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us tremendously. We haven't had one in a while, so...
Get on it.
You need to up your game. That's what we're getting at.
Or we're going to start shipping you random volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes. And not even new ones.
No. The ones from the 60s.
Right. Exactly.
We've got plenty. So for every person that doesn't write a review, you're getting an Encyclopedia
Every person
volume.
That shares the show and doesn't write a review is going to get an Encyclopedia.
Do you think Goodwill will even take an Encyclopedia set anymore?
Yeah, that's just an insult.
Do you think it's like Tube TVs where they're like, no.
They won't take Tube TVs. Know.
No.
No, they won't.
Really?
No.
I didn't know
they're
that.
They're also because they're a biohazard.
And, oh, and everybody, like the entire
it's
world.
It's like trying to give them old car batteries.
Yeah.
You don't want this?
You don't want, why don't you want this? This is fine. It's well, leaking the entire acid, world but... simultaneously went like, I don't need a tube TV anymore.
Yeah. I had one in my first apartment.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like a floor model TV.
And they, so to get rid of them and dispose of the CRTs, you know, all the waste and everything,
yeah.
you have to usually pay $10 or $15, but Goodwill takes stuff for free. So people will be like, here you go. Donate a tube TV.
I left one out by the dumpster yeah. and I went to go take a shower and then came outside to go to work and it was gone.
Some people
and I was like
I think some people still like because it's yeah. like because they work
it's old school yeah
and they work and so if you don't have and if you don't have money digital. To buy a fancy TV
it was a hipster on a unicycle
yeah trying to take TV. I'm not that I want to see
yeah, yeah was,
that's why he that's why he has the handlebar mustache right, yeah. for balance
yeah right well he tied it to the mustache
oh I
and
see
and then drug it with it
and slept it on his back
isn't that with going monocle. Away
hipsters
no it's not
I think
wish it would
I think that's going away
hipsters are
slowly
no I don't think so they just morph into something even hipper
oh no no they're gonna be something else
yeah.
It's just the old timey you know
all of a sudden
banjo
VHS tapes and cassette tapes you know, are gonna be coming back
and small batch whiskey and
did you see the guy in SNL's VHS collection
I did
it's awesome
I just
that's cool that, that he collects cool. them I mean he collects them like
that's different
as a,
that's
yeah.
different that to me that's like
usually not, it's
if
nostalgia.
You're like you need to see it in its original form
no,
VHS.
He's just like I used
Shut
to rent
up.
These. Yeah. He was a Blockbuster kid. Do you guys remember
Blockbuster? Walk me through what was that?
Okay,
again?
You could
you
actually
all,
believe
so they have blocks.
Yeah, no. Instead of downloading things directly to your computer, you could actually drive to a store. You had to get dressed.
What?
You had to get dressed,
and you had to pay money to
hell you
to
say.
Rent.
You were drunk.
No, no. You had to
you
rent
were
a
drunk,
movie,
Kevin.
And then
that's
you gave
what
it
we'll
back.
Call you Creepy Joe and Drunk Kevin.
$3.99.
You gave it back. Why would you get a movie and give it back? I don't understand it.
What would happen if you don't bring it back?
They would charge you.
You get like
a late fee. Like
you'd
is it like it's like your electric bill or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, exactly this like electric
let's
bill.
Let's just say in theory you'd end up paying $100 for Spice World.
Oh, that's crazy.
Hypothetically.
That's not hypothetical. I've seen stuff happen yeah. like that. Kevin speaking from experience.
I know, hypothetically.
Kevin
I've
still
heard.
Has an outstanding debt to Blockbuster LLC.
And when he brought back that copy, they were like, "You keep it.
Yeah.
We don't know
yeah.
what you've been doing."
No.
Did you guys hear about the guy that got arrested?
Well, there,
they
I'm gonna need more
over.
To go on. People get arrested every
no, no,
day.
No, no, no. They pulled him over, and this guy has a completely clean record, except for he was a warrant out for his arrest because he did not return his Blockbuster movie. So Blockbuster,
I've never heard of that.
I mean, it's a real story. The guy got pulled over in his car, and they arrested him in cuffs because there was a warrant for his arrest for an outstanding Blockbuster debt.
That what a damn a debtor's prison.
Well, I mean,
that's
it's just
crazy.
Like it's like he didn't return it, he didn't pay it, and.
That
seems like a civil thing,
yeah.
not a criminal thing.
I take it as a matter of pride that I am somebody who outlasted the Columbia House Laserdisc Club.
I signed up for one of those too, and then it went under. And I just
it went
them.
Under, and they even sent me a letter. I wish I would have kept it. That said, you're like a release letter,
yeah,
because you know
you're
you have
free to
buy,
you win.
The ones you have to buy.
Yeah, yeah right.
I never bought them.
Yeah,
because I would always continuously sign up.
Yeah,
you know, and then sometimes I would buy. But so I kept signing up for like the 3 for a penny or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, remember we used to like
sure,
have to
sure.
Yeah, penny. Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
I have a penny.
And I
like
signed
that
up. And then
that scam is so old, it's literally an episode of Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Beaver does that with Columbia.
Oh, my God.
What is it called? Columbia. But
yeah.
But like a record club.
That's hilarious.
Like, they totally, and they finally like sent me the letter. It was like the letter of shame.
You win.
Mr. Granny, you have outlasted yeah. us.
Because they went away.
Well done.
You put us under, Mr. Green.
I was like, ha ha.
I outlasted Hollywood Video.
That wasn't tough.
No. See, I liked Hollywood.
I liked
that
Hollywood.
That was my
Hollywood.
My
well,
place.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You no, did. No, no. It was before I worked at Blockbuster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Star
way, Video was my dream.
Hollywood yeah. Video had way more
way
like,
better
diverse.
Yeah.
They had more independent
offbeat.
Stuff.
Yes. It was.
Yeah, that wasn't edited.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
place was Hollywood, and
if
then
I wanted
that went under.
Yeah, if I wanted to get...
Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Toxic Avenger.
Anything with the trauma stuff.
Yeah, they all of their stuff. Suicide Club, like all the Japanese
oh,
horror.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they yeah, didn't mess. Yeah.
Star Video was the same way.
They didn't mess with it.
No.
You didn't get that, you know, you had that nice red line that you see at the top of this. You didn't see that at Blockbuster.
Uh-uh.
It's like, where's the red line that says the unrated version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
This is the Blockbuster cut.
Isn't it crazy that it was that the store was big enough that the studios would cut their films?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
To specifically
on a Friday night, we would bring in
$1,000, $2,000 in cash on when it was at its peak.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, it was crazy how much money that place would make.
It's crazy how long it's been, because I forgot. I mean, it's already been that long where I forgot about that, but I remember going to the store on a weekend and everything you wanted to check out was gone. Like, now you just download whatever you want.
Yeah,
but
no, it was
crazy to think about. You could not find a movie.
It was like, I
got
to get to Blockbuster
new
by
releases
six.
And then go up to has it been turned back in? Can I
get... you go, can you check the video box?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, man.
If you're a dog, I'd be like, no.
That's so weird that it used to be.
The Blockbuster clerk held the keys to the kingdom.
How many years out are we from that?
So we were still doing the podcast.
Yeah,
like, I was still working. We? Yeah, I was still working there.
But I mean, nobody was really going there.
But still, the last.
I mean, we would. Obviously, we're not bringing.
But it was dwindling.
Yeah.
Because Netflix has been out. And
I feel like 2014.
Was like,
because we started in 13.
Yeah.
So like 2014.
Yeah, it wasn't too long after we started.
2014, 2015.
So it's probably been 3 or 4 years since people really used. Like, use it hardcore. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Jeez. It's only in 4 years, and think of our lives have changed so much where that seems like a...
This is truly a golden age to be a shut-in.
Yeah.
It's never been better.
If Sandra Bullock in The Net has taught me anything.
Yeah.
They deliver
perfect.
Your groceries now. Amazon
Prime.
You got your videos.
All there.
What do you need to...
I think we need to do an episode that is nothing but those 90s versions of the internet.
The net
hackers.
The one
lawnmower man.
Demi Moore and Michael Douglas.
Disclosure?
The game?
Yeah. No. Yeah, remember? Because they go in
the virtual reality.
Virtual
world?
They
do, yeah.
You're just like, what the hell is happening? And it was
is that the one where he tries to sue her for sexual
harassment?
He's
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody would sue Demi Moore for that, at that point in her career for sexual harassment.
Yeah, even now, you'd probably let it slide. Even if you didn't take her up on it, you'd still be like, there was a time.
Okay.
Virtuosity? Is that the one with Denzel?
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I was
thinking, what's the one with Arnold where he's got like the stuff? Is it The Sixth Day? Or he's got the stuff over his eyes.
Yeah, I mean, oh man, you watch these now, and they're just
it's bad.
Like
Tron,
but we're talking.
Don't backtrack. That counts.
No, Tron was, Tron didn't say it's going to be like this. Tron was within the computer world.
Like this. Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
no, this is like these were like movies that were trying to be cutting edge that were like. In like 2 years, it's totally going to be like this. And it's like, wow, you guys are so far off base.
I think it's weird that when you go back, like Back to the Future was, or two was almost a year ago, like 2015, October 2015.
Two was a year ago.
So we were supposed to have flying cars and all that a year ago.
Escape from New York was 1997. Terminator 2 was, or Terminator was 99.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. I think Escape from L.A. was supposed to be 2015.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Because I just watched it.
They lost L.A. and New York. That's awful.
Like, well, Escape from L.A., though, is not that old. But I was like, wow, you guys really were like, oh, it's totally happened in like 5 years. It's like,
just doubling down.
What?
Well, I guess they couldn't go that much further in time than Escape from New York. They were kind of locked into a time frame.
Yeah, snake.
Oh, my God.
Call me Plushkin.
And by the way, if you feel the urge to watch that,
don't. Skip that one.
You know,
just watch Bruce Campbell's The Surgeon Guy.
Don't get me wrong; like it is campy as f, and he surfs in that movie.
And the basketball game.
Oh yes,
the second worst basketball scene in all.
I think that's the worst.
No,
oh no, Catwoman. Yeah, okay, yeah.
It goes Catwoman, Escape from L.A., and then the fish that saved Pittsburgh.
That's well, you know, that entire movie is that. So.
Yeah.
You know what? They cut stuff from movies all the time. How can you really put that Catwoman basketball scene out and not decide to go, we don't need that? Like, who looks at that and goes, yeah.
I don't think anybody cares.
Yeah.
You mean why don't they cut it out now?
No. I mean, at the time. Why on earth did they look at that and go,
We got a nice email from Cynthia. And she was like, remember when Halle Berry was a thing?
Yeah.
I was just like, I do. And then it was not a thing.
Yeah, I was watching an old episode of Friends.
Did she show up on there?
No, Ross has a top five list.
Oh.
Of his deacon.
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry's on there. Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, in the 90s. Like that.
Halle
was...
Berry was that. You couldn't. Yeah, she was untouchable.
Yeah.
And then she did Catwoman. And she was really untouchable.
I mean, she was in Monsters Ball.
Monsters Ball.
Well, that's, but she that got
was
an Oscar for
that. Yeah, that was.
Right, so it's
Catwoman
like,
was
after.
Everything else that happened was after.
But it's just weird to think she won an Oscar for that, and then now
and then a Razzie.
Like,
she's like one of the only people to win an Oscar and a Razzie in the same year.
Bullock.
Sandra Bullock did.
Oh,
Sandra
that's
Bullock,
right.
Remember?
What did she win?
And Sandra Bullock. No, she won it for Blindside.
And then it was that movie where she's like the TV reporter.
Miss Congeniality?
Like no. Oh. Who's really like she's almost a stalker. Yeah. I mean, like if it was a movie about a guy, it'd be creepy. I can't remember what it was called, but yeah.
But she actually showed up.
She showed up. She saw Halle Berry.
Did she?
Yeah. She took him. She was just like, and I want to say F you to my agent. And I want to say this.
That's cool when people play into it. Yeah. Like, I think it's cool when they can make fun of it. Like, it makes it a little, it kind of goes away faster, I think. When
she
got
paid $25,000 a boob. For swordfish.
Swordfish, yeah. No,
yeah.
I don't think that's technically how they drew up the paperwork.
Well, when you say 50 grand, you're just like, yeah, it's 25 grand a boob.
Left boob, 25. Yeah. Right and left, 50 grand.
50 grand.
You would think you'd get a discount for both. Like, it's 25 per, but if you buy them both, we'll do it for 40.
I remember, she even, played that up at, the MTV Movie Awards. When they were, trumping for that movie, she's like, if you want to see these, check out swordfish. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And then, sure enough, you watch the movie, and it's weird because she's, sitting there reading the newspaper. Dirk. And then she puts the newspaper back up. And it was like, well, that's
Hugh Jackman.
It's Hugh Jackman and John Travolta.
It's like something out of Airplane.
It's his first one post X-Men.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking that's when he was first becoming an action star.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That was a bad movie.
So, anyway.
Tangents away.
Uh-oh. Okay, so I don't even know if this is included, but I was thinking about the guys, the Blair Witch guys.
Right.
They were working on a movie called Heart of Love.
Okay.
It never happened. It's about it was a Monty Python-esque comedy.
Huh. That's a weird
about
stretch.
A man who discovers he is God. And it was written to include cheesy cameos from the likes of comedians like Gallagher, Don Knotts, Eric Estrada, and Jimmy J.J. Walker.
What a weird.
Where were they going?
That was their follow-up movie.
Where were they going?
Blair Witch.
Where were they going with that? No idea. But I remember whoa, this is so different for them.
Yeah.
Never happened.
That's a huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was sitting there.
Detour.
I did not. No, I've had my moments in the past. I did not just,
make that up.
Conjure this. Yeah.
That's crazy. So
this is not the result. I mean, the 90s were rough.
Yeah.
And the aughts, too. Yeah. But no.
Yeah. So just real quick, the League of Show Sharers, you can go there and join them, won't you? Facebook.com/RealSpoilers. Just go find an episode, click share, probably a recent one if you want to be acknowledged. That would be, I'm not crawling back through Project Almanac. Hey, thanks for sharing that.
Awesome.
Years later.
Thanks.
Yeah. So people that joined the League of Show Sharers this week: Librarian Cynthia, Travis Tewitt, Linnea Thunsell, Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming, Michael Tonkovic, Lane Levanway, Chris Sanders, Julianne Jordan, Brent Smith, Tammy Sherman Powers, Timmy Tuzoons, Zach Bach, whose name still refuses to rhyme, Jason Antres, Chris Sansochi, and Tom Comiskey. So if you want to be like all those cool people,
thanks.
Go share the show at facebook.com/RealSpoilers. So I think that's it for all of our shameless plugs. We will now turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin has his abacus at the ready. Kevin?
I do, Tom, and it's been a long time coming, but Joe, number one at the box office is not Suicide Squad.
Lord.
It's actually the movie of the day.
Oh,
what do
really?
You know? Yeah, it's been a while since we've done one of those. Don't Breathe came in with $23.5 million
that's
at
awesome.
The box office. That's only the domestic take, but it had under a $10 million budget, so it's already 250% of its
what
budget.
What did Evil Dead make?
Oh, Lord. Come on. You got to give me some. Remember that show prep you did that one episode?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Let's see. The Evil Dead.
His show prep is like, what did Evil Dead make? Ask Kevin.
Ask Kevin.
Evil Dead, back from 2013, had a $17 million budget and made $54 million domestic and $43 million foreign. So almost $100 million.
Yeah. Okay.
Five times his budget.
Good for him.
So, yeah. So they're doing all right. But yeah, 2.5 times his budget opening weekend, just domestic. So
well
that's
done.
That's great. And,
that's what horror is, man. Horror is small budgets and big rewards.
But, well, and we'll get into it, but right now, this horror resurgence, it's like original ideas. Go figure,
weird.
Right? Yeah. Horror's not doing remakes. They're not. I'm not saying they never do.
Just
but,
wait.
But they're not doing remakes. They're not doing reboots.
They're already rebooting Don't Breathe.
Yeah. They've got it in the works.
But it's like, look, people
starring
are going to go
Halle Berry.
But people are voting for these movies with their wallets and going to see movies. And look what people are seeing. They're seeing these original horror properties. And I've mentioned it before. I'm not a huge horror guy. I know Joe is. Dan is. Like, I would normally not pay to go see the newest horror movie, but when I saw this preview for Don't Breathe, I'm like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
It's an original idea that's pretty intriguing. So we'll get into that next time. But number two at the box office, Joe's favorite film of 2016, Suicide Squad.
One of the least favorite films of 2016.
Did I not say that right? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
Got that wrong.
That's your least favorite?
It's one of.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad brought in $11.3 million, but remember, 3 weeks in a row, number one. It's number two. 11.3 is only a 46% drop. It is up to $282 million domestic.
They Paul Blarted that one. Or just like they released it at the right time when nothing else was out.
Yeah, man, that Cyborg movie, though.
Yeah,
right?
Coming to Crackle.
$313 million foreign. It is up to $587 million on its $175 million budget.
Yeah. And I read the Suicide Squad Rebirth book, and it was garbage.
Yeah. Shocking. Is it a direct tie-in? Like,
No, it's the same team.
But
yeah, it's awful. Yeah. I never thought I'd say about a Jim Lee drawn book, but woo!
Oh, he did Suicide Squad?
Yeah, he drew it, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Number three, Kubo and the Two Strings. That's okay. That Laika movie that came out last weekend. I guess maybe it was wide release this weekend. It had $7.3 million. Oh, no. I guess it is wide release last weekend. So it's a 42% drop with $7.3 million. It's now at $24 million. It only has about a million foreign, so I guess it hasn't released very wide. But it's at 20 on a $60 million budget, so they better start releasing soon.
That's a big budget. I mean, it's a good looking
because
movie.
They don't have enough fart jokes in it.
Yeah,
and it's getting great reviews.
Well, you need that third string is what makes the farts.
Oh,
it's the round noise. You need to, they all go together. Yeah,
but
it works.
I mean,
is anybody pooping? Let us know.
Nope.
I hope that it does pick up though, because I mean these movies are a labor of love. They're hand, they're stop motion.
Yep.
I think they built a 13-foot skeleton as one of the characters.
Really?
So they didn't animate a tiny puppet in front of the camera. They built a 13-foot and stop motioned it. Like,
that's pretty awesome.
They put so much effort into these, and it's supposed to be good. But Suicide Squad's making.
That's a shame.
$450 million more.
Is that the same audience?
Not necessarily, but it's like. You see a movie like that, and they go out and they spend all the time on this type of movie that's a good movie, and it's just sad.
How about this? This or Minions?
Yeah, that's also
true. Right.
I haven't seen this, but I'm going to have to assume that it's better than Minions.
Right. It's just
it's a good assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully it picks up. I mean, again, it only has a million overseas, so I'm guessing it hasn't had a very wide release yet. So we'll have to see what happens there. But as far as...
Yeah, I think my fear is that people look at it and go, that looks weird.
Right. Yeah, well, my son loves Coraline and Paranorman, and he was offered to go see it this weekend, Kubo, and he goes, I saw the trailer. It looks weird. That's literally
that's
what he
weird.
Said.
That,
so,
that's
like,
weird.
Something about this movie is not appealing to the younger audience.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what
I wonder if maybe your son has taste in movies.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's probably it.
He likes
okay.
to rule that out as an option. Yeah. He liked Pete Dragon, didn't he?
Yeah. Gotcha. He didn't see that one.
Okay. Say, no. The apple doesn't fall.
Number four, Sausage Party. Sausage Party brought another $7.2 million. That's a 54% drop.
Now, he loved Sausage Party, though, right?
I've seen it three times.
Yeah.
$79 million domestic and another $6 million foreign. So that movie's up to $80 million on a $20 million budget.
That's a win.
So, four times.
They're going to make a lot more money when they start paying out those lawsuits.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if they fired a few more animators, they could have got it down to $10 million, but whatever.
No, there was only one guy that did this whole movie.
Yeah. It was Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen just got baked and sat in front of AutoCAD or whatever.
He figured it out.
Went to town on it.
He just did a flip.
It looks like Seth Rogen made it. I mean, but...
is this weird, though? This is happening a lot where basically the behind the scenes or the for hire people are starting to have a much stronger voice.
Yep.
Thank you, Internet.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's starting to, I mean, the producers of these movies need to, if these are like kind of old school, studio practices, but it's starting to. It's getting harder and harder for.
To keep that
for
under the wraps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang. I mean, these are not. I think a lot of this started with the Sony email hacks.
Yeah.
And now everybody's just sort of like carrying on.
Yeah. Continue.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, but it's making money, so it's probably going to get to its 100 million. This is the end?
Is that the end one they did?
Yeah.
They re-released it.
To get over the 100. Yeah. So this one is probably going to do it. It's getting close. Number five, Mechanic Resurrection.
So I saw somebody post that, like, I feel like Jason Statham has only made one movie, like, in his entire career. They just keep retitling it something else.
he made two. Because he also made the
Spy.
The,
Crank is good. I love Crank.
Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh, that's right.
Which kind of counts as one movie.
But those aren't Jason Statham movies.
No, but
Jason.
Jason Statham.
But the Jason Statham movies are The Transport, The Mechanic.
Oh, no.
Crank.
It is contract that both hands need to be shooting.
And as we jumping
and shooting. I'm Jason Statham. I jump and shoot.
But Crank.
You want me to jump or shoot? I can do both.
Crank was original, though. You guys have seen Crank?
Yes.
I thought the
Crank was cool.
Like, Transporter 1 was original.
Well, right. The first time. But Crank, it's like those two directors that did that movie, they were like on roller skates attached to a car filming it. Like, they were totally indie.
And then they filmed Ghost Rider taking a fiery pee.
Oh.
Just talking about Crank. Just talking about Crank right now.
Isn't this, though, based on the Charlie Bronson?
It is.
Mechanic?
So there was, well, this is the sequel. So he remade The Mechanic with Ben Foster.
Uh-huh.
And then this is the sequel to the remake. Yeah, that's right.
But Mechanic Resurrection?
The resurrection part. Does it mean Mechanic more stuff to fix?
He's not dead. Why is he resurrecting?
I don't know. They're trying to resurrect his career.
Just doing a spin the wheel on naming movies.
He was in that awful Parker movie.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Those books are great, but
I saw the preview, I think I saw it a few movies back. I saw the preview and I laughed out loud. I'm just like, Mechanic Resurrection.
It was like him on the side of a building planting a
doing a Tom Cruise Mission Impossible 5.
Where he cracks a swimming pool and the guy falls out of the swimming pool, like a suspended swimming pool.
Did he jump and shoot?
He jumped and kicked.
That's the money shot. They don't put that in the trailer. He just jumps in the trailer. You got to see what happens afterwards. So anyway, Mechanic Resurrection brought in $6.8 million domestic this weekend. No budget, no foreign.
Was he in Fast 7?
He's the bad guy. He's the brother of
Luke Evans.
Yeah,
he's the guy that walks through the hospital after killing everybody or whatever.
That's right.
And then him and Vin Diesel get into head-on collisions
and everybody's okay,
so they can have a fist fight.
Remember they have a wrench fight? No, it was a wrench fight, right? They ran at each other with wrenches.
Well, okay, but see, he's the mechanic, so, so
it makes sense.
He totally has
it's a shared universe.
It is.
Yikes. And The Rock is
that wrench fight, that's a metaphor. The Rock secretly love each other.
A fan of Groot.
Yeah. No, he never
clank wrenches.
They are they're using that to possibly gear to a match at WrestleMania 33.
No, I think it's just publicity.
I think it could be
The Rock versus Vin Diesel at WrestleMania.
I mean, knowing The Rock, he'd be like, "Yeah, okay. You put enough zeros behind that paycheck, done."
Seriously, does anyone think for a second that in like real life, though, a person like The Rock and a person like Vin Diesel, like the Vin Diesel would have 3 seconds to, what is Vin Diesel gonna do?
Shoot him?
if that's a
maybe he's
of,
got like that
blind low, him he, with his bald head.
Yeah, he's got that low guttural growl. Yeah, he's like black.
Freaks him out.
The Rock.
Please don't say that.
The Rock is
He's not gonna be Black Bolt. Yeah, I don't want to put that out in the universe. In fact, just take this whole part out.
But The Rock is like 6'20", 700 pounds.
You know that measurement doesn't work.
That
right?
guy's just huge, though. Vin Diesel's like
20.
Vin Diesel's like 5'8", and like he's just like a little. Hey guys,
well, it's not
silly.
Go
that's
anywhere.
Just silly. Yeah.
I think it's all.
It could be.
I think it's all.
Do the Fast and Furious movies like $1 billion need a viral fake
drama?
Yeah, do they need that?
I think they're always doing stuff like that.
Yeah, why? Yeah. You could always use more money.
You think it's like when, especially in the '80s and nineties, when Disney. Like every Disney movie had a leading man and leading woman that were like in a relationship. Like they did it with The Rocketeer.
Oh,
it was
my
Billy
God.
Campbell, Jennifer Connelly.
So
they did it with
good.
Dick Tracy with Warren Beatty and Madonna. I mean, that was kind of a thing, but they like play that up.
Right.
Like they were,
you know,
thing?
Like they want the Warren Beatty. And
yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah. They were. Oh, yeah. For a while.
So when did Warren Beatty and Annette Bening get together?
After that.
Right after Madonna.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
He said, okay, I'm going to go. You know, look at the less crazy section of the Hollywood Guide of Starlets.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Billy Campbell?
A, B,
and
he was working
Jennifer
his
Connelly
way through Hollywood Starlets in reverse alphabetical order.
Yeah. So he started at the beginning. Annette Bening. Okay.
Done. Just two birds with one stone. Man, Jennifer Connelly looked amazing in that movie. Like, have you ever seen a woman to look like Betty Page reincarnated? Like, that was her in that movie. They're going to reboot that with a girl. As the girl is the Rocketeer.
And it's supposed to be like an actual sequel.
Oh, no, that's the Rockettes.
It's okay.
The Rocketeer. She kicks.
Go get Jim.
So is every movie now going to be a female reboot? Is that like what we're on trajectory for? Yes.
It is?
If you're just remaking movies to just put a female lead, I don't have a problem with
that. Do you have a huge affinity for Cliff Secord?
The Rocketeer?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, no.
Okay.
No. My cares? Point is that, no, I'm sick of reboots, but I'm just saying now is the new cash grab, they're just going to make all female reboots?
Like what?
Besides
Ghostbusters.
Like Ocean's 7 or whatever eight. It is. Ocean's 8. You've already had Ghostbusters.
I would rather them do that, though, than do another Ocean's 14.
I think this is the new business model. Isn't necessarily reboots, but it's action movies with female leads, because that way they can get women to go to an action movie. And if the action's good enough, the men will still go, but women will go along because there's a female protagonist. That's why you get Hunger Games. That's why you get Divergent.
Fine, and those weren't reboots. You know what I mean? My point is, it's like,
first off, Divergent was not fine, but go on.
No, but like Hunger Games was good.
Games was good.
Female leads, there's no problem with it. Again, the point is, it's like, Hollywood finds what works once. They find it, and it works, and they just duplicate it and you know what I mean? They dig it into the ground.
The whole Ghostbusters thing, though, like that, those four actresses together should have worked. Like that, it's not about like them adding four females. Like it's four women that were funny or that are funny. Yeah.
And I think that movie did work. I think there was so much like residual hatred.
Yeah.
The premature vitriol was out of control.
And I don't care that if I get another Rocketeer movie, I could care less.
The same universe, fantastic.
Because
the original holds up.
Oh, it's so good.
It holds
that original
up.
One's great.
Now what they better not do, Condor Woman. That
it's not because it's a woman.
No, it's because Condor Man sucked.
That is the fallowest of fallow period of Disney live action movies. Is Condor Man. That's like
probably
The bottom,
the nadir, as they would call it.
That's the one where they're like, well, there's only one
seventh
way up.
Ring is down there.
Yeah.
The Inferno.
That's it.
Yeah,
we can't get
you
any lower.
Watch Condor Man
on repeat.
You know,
in different languages.
The last trend that I feel like is kind of dwindling now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the splitting the movies into two parts. So we're not getting that last Divergent. Avengers is going to be two separate movies now instead of being Infinity War 1 and 2.
Justice League is one movie.
Yeah, so we talked about how, you know, it worked for Harry Potter, and I mean, I guess we went back to the Matrix, but like Harry Potter did it, and then
they didn't split that into
Harry Potter.
They filmed two. The Matrix,
we were talking about
with the Matrix, they filmed two movies simultaneously.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah, Matrix Revolution 2 and 3.
Okay.
I don't know which is which, cuz I don't give a
because they're awful.
But I didn't, this is like, we should do an episode one time just about movies that that people love that you don't. Matrix. Don't get it.
Oh,
first
one's cool.
That would be fun to do one of your opinions just opposite of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like,
But like Harry Potter and then all those Hobbits, you know. But anyway, so the point is, like, we're starting to see movies now. We're not getting those split
all
up.
All those Hobbits. Thank God Hobbits aren't real things. I think that would have been offensive. All those Hobbits.
You know, I think
Those Hobbits.
I think the Avengers would have worked.
I think the Avengers would have worked, but I think, I think they got burned on Divergent and they're realizing, like, I think they're still
shouldn't do that.
I think the goal now is to make that. But because I think everybody's locked in a pay or play deal, so they almost have to make
it on demand. Or
but it's gonna
TV series.
It's gonna be like the pilot to then segue into a TV series. And then there'll be like a new cast of Divergent people.
You think you're
going
to get Shailene Woodley?
No. They'll use those to set up the next group of whatever that
How many was it? Only three books?
Yeah.
Oh,
so the four. It's the fourth one.
This will be the fourth.
They split it up.
They broke that last book up into
They're gonna make it a TV movie.
I remember we're doing that episode, and I was like, "Wait, there's another one of these."
It'll be on Crackle.
Crackle is the one that everything is gonna go to now.
Yeah, because I remember having the same reaction. Like I had forgotten that
I did.
And, you know, I hadn't forgotten that they had broken up into two books. I honestly thought we had already sat through the first one.
Uh-huh.
And so when they get to the end and they just focus on that guy like twirling his mustache or whatever, like we're not done. And
was that Jeff Bridges?
No, it's
William Daniels.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
Did you say William Daniels? The voice of Kit?
Yeah.
Mr. Feeney? Yeah, Mr. Feeny. Yeah, he was also...
is he alive? He's still alive.
He was also Dr. William.
Mr. Feeny was the voice of Kit?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't... How could you not... How could you not look at Mr. Feeny and hear that?
Yeah, he was also John Adams in 1776.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, he was also Dr. Yeah, totally. He was Dr. William Craig on St. Elsewhere.
St. Elsewhere.
Ah, St. Elsewhere.
There you go. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that Divergent thing.
Yeah, no, I think, and yeah, I'm sure Warner Bros. Is like, we should just do one movie. We've already fucked this up three times already. Let's just cut our losses now.
It'll be interesting to see how that, like, the stars and if they're all in the TV movie and all that stuff.
They won't be.
They're going to be like, they're gonna be like Channing Tatum in that last G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah.
No. Hey. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Hey.
Kill them off in 3 seconds. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They killed off everybody.
Spoilers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody saw
except
it anyway.
For Ray Park.
Oh, he was Snake Eyes, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just keep the mask on.
Yeah. Just keep the mask on.
So coming in at number six, Pete's Dragon, 2016, $6.6 million.
Did they kill Scarlet or Lady Jane?
I think Scarlet.
Dang
I don't know, man. I watched that. I was like, well, that's not good.
Is this G.I. Joe?
Yeah,
the second one.
I've never seen either.
The first one's not bad.
The first one, honestly,
really?
Yeah. It's not good. It's a drive-in movie. But they had... One of my favorite things to see was the underwater action. Oh. No, it was the underwater action sequence, and that was like pretty awesome for any kid who were watching that. Okay. Because it's like you got all the submarines and all the stuff, and I was like, "All right, come on, they did underwater." Action
I might
sequence.
Have to, but I never watched
you
either. I'm just
like,
so Dan recreates that scene every time he takes a bath.
the last really good one we got was like Thunderball. Okay, so it's a long.
Oh, you're like
time.
Underwater. Yeah,
what underwater about action 3? Sequence.
What about the Abyss?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't an action sequence, though. It was like the whole movie's underwater. But I mean, like, where there's like shooting. And,
excuse
and,
me. You
and
didn't
stuff.
See Battleship starring Rihanna and Taylor Kitsch?
No.
Nobody did.
No. That was the other. I only get one toy underwater action sequence movie.
Nah, it's a screen.
Exactly. No. But I mean, it was. So the first one was. I mean, it's not good.
No.
I don't even know if it deserves a taco. But
no, what if it's like a taco that you've left
it's a
in the fridge and then you
soggy
go and reheat
taco.
It?
It's not a deep fried taco. It's soggy. It's not crisp.
I'll keep that in mind.
But the second one was just like, what?
Yeah, they were like, it tests so bad, so they had to figure out a way to bring...
Oh, I
Duke
remember that.
To bring Duke back.
It tested bad because Channing Tatum wasn't in it, right?
Yeah,
I remember.
So like,
that.
Had The Rock as Roadblock, and I think that one
and
had
Bruce
Lady
Willis?
Jane... Bruce Willis as the original G.I. Joe.
As contractual obligation man. It was like, what are you doing in this?
I think that describes about three-fourths
well, you know,
of Bruce Willis.
In the first one, it was Crazy Guy's brother, who was General Hawk.
It was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No.
Because that was the other one.
Quaid,
I was like,
Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid is in the first one.
He was a
Dennis
Cobra
Quaid
Commander,
General
right?
Hawk.
Right,
yeah.
Isn't he Cobra Commander?
Spoilers! Yeah.
No, that's all right.
I've heard apparently.
Yeah, because that was like
it was like big deal that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was coming.
Yeah, well, you don't realize
contractual obligation man too.
Yeah. It was Sienna Miller.
Oh my god,
Sienna Miller was a Baroness in that.
Just all bad.
So Pete's Dragon made $6.6 million. That's a 42% drop in week three, bringing it to $54 million.
That's a shame.
$14 million foreign, only $63 million on a $65 million budget. So. That's another loss for Disney.
Yeah.
It's
not a, it's
I don't
not
know
a
that it is. I think their video is going
to
do
it. Yeah, I don't think they expect this. I mean, sure, certainly they hoped it did better than that, but I don't think it's...
But a Disney movie not making its money back.
But look how much effort they put into it. I don't think this was intended to be. I think they knew it couldn't be...
It was quiet.
...a $300 million movie.
So they've got in the pipeline, they've got Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Right? Is there a little...
Well, that'll make a zillion dollars.
Is that Little Mermaid thing still happening?
Yeah.
Is that the Sofia Coppola one?
No, I don't think she's been attached to it for a while. I don't think she's...
Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing,
the
music.
With,
oh, really?
Is it with Alan Menken?
Alan Menken.
Yeah. I think he is back.
And those are the only two, right? Those are the only two features that they've got. Like,
Dumbo? There's like 17 of these live
Isn't
action
Tim Burton
attitude.
Doing Dumbo?
Tim Burton is Dumbo,
Dumbo. Yeah. And there's another Maleficent.
Yeah.
I just meant like, so we don't... There's not like Aladdin... Or the Lion King.
Well, I think
yeah.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Right. I think Aladdin has been talked about as planned.
But they have like 17
these
of these
are
live
all,
action.
Yeah. I didn't know they had like all that line.
Joe, they've got a list.
Yeah.
And it's called all their movies.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And they're basically just trying to figure out what order.
Yeah. They're like, do we do Oliver and Company now?
Do we do chronological? Yeah. Do we do alphabetical?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and look at your clamshell wall. And if you want to know what movies are coming out,
and
just
the one
see
that has an asterisk next to it is Snow White.
Why wouldn't they do that?
That's the holy grail for them.
Then when you think that'd be like after Beauty and the Beast?
It's also been after screwed up lately. It's also been screwed up lately, too.
After the
other
one? That's true. They probably need to give that time to...
I don't know that they'll... That's the one I think they're like, ugh.
Yeah. That's their crowning achievement.
Keep walking.
I don't know that they'll...
ever go back to it.
That was the one that took the longest time to hit home video.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because it was the Holy Grail.
Because
they were like, of all the ones that would get released every 7 years,
yeah,
like that was the one that like,
that movie released. With inflation made what, like $1.5 billion or something?
It's just ridiculous.
I mean, it's the amount of people that went to see it. Was that the first animated feature?
That was there. Yes.
No, it was the first full-length feature. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see what happens with Pete's Dragon on video, but that is disappointing. Again, another good movie, but something about the marketing too. I just don't think kids... And maybe
it was not for Todd. It was not for Disney's usual
for the
audience.
Real young ones.
I think, but I think it was marketed appropriately to make sure that it steered the right.
Yes, right. I agree. Yeah.
And I guess the box office shows like the people that they marketed to went, and then So anyway, at least it was better than the original, right? I mean,
oh god, I've never seen the original. So
well, Nick, you've heard.
You ain't
I have heard.
Much.
Yeah,
just watch the first 10 minutes.
Oh god, don't. Number 7, War Dogs, $6.5 million. That's a 56% drop in week 2. It is now at $27 million domestic. Another 6.5 foreign, so about $30 million worldwide.
That movie was awesome. I mean, sorry, Lord of War was awesome. Yeah.
So I don't have a budget on that one. $30 million seems a little
low. You saw it, right?
Low.
War Dogs? How was Miles Teller?
I like Miles Teller. Okay. I don't know that I've ever seen him be bad in anything.
Fantastic Four?
That wasn't his fault.
He was.
I've seen him in bad things. Yeah.
Have you seen the Divergent movies, Joe?
I forgot he was in that.
He's in every one of the Divergent
movies.
He's
the highlight of every one of them.
Yeah.
He's making a totally different movie.
Yes.
He doesn't care. He's just like, yeah, he's just got this real kind of casual delivery where he's kind of like, we're really doing this?
Did that check clear? All right, let's do it.
I will say about 3 years ago, Tom called it before Miles Teller was a thing.
Actually, it was our... Oh, dang it. It popped up on my Facebook feed that I had shaded.
Project X or something?
No, it was... The Spectacular Now.
Was that one?
Yeah.
It was?
That was the one.
But I thought he called it even before that. Or maybe there were two around the same time. But
there were 21 and over.
21 and over. Which is a reprehensible film.
Yeah.
I hated that movie.
But he was good.
But I was like, that kid is going to be a big damn deal.
He called that years ago. And look how much stuff
whatever the episode was, it was on my...
Yeah,
you know,
your memory thing. But I saw every time that I see him in another big budget blockbuster or whatever, I'm like, Tom called that 3 years
weird,
ago.
Like it's, and then he does the Whiplash, and you're like, that's the guy.
He's got some boxing movie coming out.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, they showed it in front of Hands of Stone. I saw Hands of Stone,
and
you should call it Bags of Douche.
That's with old Robert De Niro, right?
Yeah,
he's the
that's Mickey, right?
Robert De Niro plays not Ed Asner.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Not Burgess Meredith?
Google him in this movie. He looks like Ed Asner.
Really?
Yeah. But it's the Roberto Duran story. And
were you familiar with it before going into the movie?
I feel like he was a little bit. The No Mas thing. And I remember it happening. It happened when I was 12 years old.
I wonder, do you have to know the story or does it go pretty...
it's a biopic.
Did you get him confused with Howard Cosell?
I did not. Howard Cosell. There's a Howard Cosell and there's a Don King in this movie. And the makeup on the costumes are just... The crowd, I was honestly the first time we showed Don King, the crowd laughed.
It was that bad?
It was that bad.
It was worse than Rocky Five?
Oh my God. It's like
Rocky Five. It is Don
that
King.
That is Don King in Rocky
No, it's not.
That is Don King.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm almost positive that's Don King.
Why would they put a fake Don King in a Rocky movie?
Because he's not Don. Like, he's a Don King character.
Hold on. I'm positive that Don King shows up.
No, because Rocky punches him in the mouth. There's no way Don King would ever allow himself to get punched in the mouth in a Rocky
movie. If there's enough money, he would let you. Well, maybe it was the real Don King was in Rocky IV.
Maybe.
One of the Rocky movies we're thinking of.
He's part of the fight where Apollo gets killed.
Correct.
He comes out. Yes. I remember that.
He's with Apollo.
Comes out waving flags.
Yeah,
and that's what Don King does. But it was like late night comedy sketch. Not even
Kenan Thompson.
Not even SNL quality. We're talking Mad TV. It was really bad. And it was so weird because Roberto Duran, I know nothing about the guy, and I was just like, what a
Like, and this is a movie.
It's like Jack LaMotta.
And but this movie is like like authorized by him, and I'm just like, he's such a dick that like when he goes into his fight with Sugar Ray Leonard, I'm watching a Roberto Duran movie and I'm still rooting for Sugar Ray Leonard because he's such an asshole.
I don't know too much about him, but in those previews, right. he seems like it.
What's he right about?
It's not Don King.
It's not Don King.
No.
It's the character George Washington Duke.
Yeah. Isn't Don King in one of the movies?
You are right. Don King is absolutely in four.
Okay. He is. Okay. With the fight with Apollo. And
okay, that's what I
thought. Well, I didn't know which movie. I just was thinking Rocky.
But the guy in five is based on Don King.
Yeah.
And
touch me, I'll soup.
But I will say that like the film really captured what it must have been like to be in the ring with Sugar Ray Leonard, because after about 20 minutes of this movie, I too was saying no mas. It's awful. And the aging is so weird. Like, they paid no attention to some character's age. So like the movie starts in 1971. There's a flashback of Robert De Niro meeting with the mob boss played by John Turturro in 1951. Late 10 years later in the film, so now it's like 80, 81, he meets again with this mob boss.
So we're like 20 years past
the
original.
30 years past, and John Turturro looks exactly the same. I'm like, could you like spray a little gray in his hair like at a high school production of Arsenic and Old Lace or something? Like, what are we doing? It was so bad.
Anyway. As the Italian, he aged very well,
I guess.
Yeah. For 30 years.
For 30 years. It's all the olive oil. It's a preservative.
Wow.
Next movie up for a bit.
So now, moving on to...
As a Sicilian, does this...
I'm Sicilian. Doesn't matter. It's not Italian.
Number eight. Bad Moms. $5.4 million. Still sticking around. $95 million domestic. Another $20.6 million overseas. So $115 million on a $20 million
That's
budget.
Awesome. I have a question. Are all these bad blank movies related?
No.
No,
just, no, because this one's good.
They're just stealing the...
They're just ideas for him. Yeah.
Okay, I was just curious because I'm not saying shared universe. I don't want to put that out there either.
But are the producers like, let's make it bad?
No. It's just not a...
Bad teacher.
It was a hit.
Moms,
oh, yeah.
Bad Santa.
But it's getting a sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks...
Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's like you can't really trademark that.
Yeah.
And so you could put bad in front of anything and it'll be like bad accountant.
Yeah.
Bad Divergent. It's coming.
Yeah. They already did.
Bad Divergent.
They already had three of them.
It's called Divergent.
Yeah.
That's that new Affleck movie called Bad Accountant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad Man. Yeah.
Bad Man. Actually, I kind of want to see
Superman versus Bad Man.
Yeah. I want to see that new Affleck movie.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think
looks
that looks good.
Number nine, Jason Bourne, $5 million. That's a 38% drop in week five, $149 million domestic.
I'm surprised it's still in top 10.
$137 million foreign. So on a $120 million budget, $283 worldwide. That's
John Krasinski coming to Amazon on the Jason Bourne series.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and it's really interesting because I was doing some research online about all these remakes and the way they make movies. Because that movie last week, and if you haven't seen it, Hell or High Water.
Oh, yeah.
Go see it. And last week's episode revolves around it. But I was like, why don't they make movies like they used to? Like, it just got me on this, you're going off on this tangent. So I started doing some research, and a lot of it points to they are making movies for foreign audiences.
Yeah.
Because like China didn't even allow US films until like the mid-90s or late 90s. Mm-hmm. So they hadn't seen all these movies. So when we see a movie and we're like, we've seen that before, we've done this, like China hasn't. And so the worldwide box office, the reason they make so many crappy action movies that one, there's not a lot of jokes because our jokes don't translate. So when you see a movie where you're like, this isn't fun, it won't work out as well,
right?
So they just put action, explosions, whatever, and they are totally making movies for the foreign box office. Mm. And that's why we're getting so many crappy action movies. And I'm not necessarily talking straight to Jason Bourne, but it's the same idea that they know they're going to make $200 million overseas, so they're like,
China could just bankrupt Hollywood if they waited about 2 years and were like, no more American movies.
Oh, yeah.
When they got them all in production.
That's right.
Unless they're, you know, for sale on this table right here in disc form.
Right.
Those are okay.
Yeah.
Those they seem happy about.
Did you see Krasinski's interview on Fallon?
No.
Where he was just kind of, he's like, you were going to be Captain America, right? He's like, he's like, I'm afraid somebody from Marvel is about to shoot me in the neck with a dart. But he's like, yeah, I was there. I was trying on the costume. And Chris Hemsworth walked by. He's like, and I was in pretty good shape. He's like, I wasn't in like 13 hours shape, but I was in pretty good shape. He's like, and Hemsworth walked by, and he's like, hello, mate.
And he was like, all right, I'm not going to be in this movie. good Lord. And that was, he's like, and that's it. I walked out. Yeah. He, obviously, that's not how it happened. Like, exactly how it happened. Yeah,
right.
But yeah, he's like, I saw Hemsworth walk by and I was like, nope, that's impossible. And so, then they got Chris Evans, who's like, yeah, I got it.
But don't, he's the new Jack Ryan.
He's the new Jack Ryan.
Which I honestly, I think I'm more excited about a Jack Ryan TV series than I am about another reboot.
Well, we called that.
Yeah.
Remember after the last movie?
Yeah, we were like,
this is going to work better as a TV.
We were like, it's going to be on the USA Network.
Amazon picked it up.
Just like, stop trying. Especially because
that lends itself better to...
They reboot it like so far apart that it's always going to have to be a new actor. That it's like every 7 or 8 years we're going to have to see a new actor.
So is it Affleck, Harrison Ford, and...
It's Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, yeah.
Harrison Ford, who went... I mean, people forget. Like, those two movies were amazingly successful.
What, Clear and Present Danger and...
Clear and Present Danger and Patriot Games.
Patriot Games, yeah.
Like, those two movies were huge. Yeah. No, they had Harrison Ford. And that was when, like, Harrison Ford was, like, guaranteed...
Could do
like,
no wrong.
There's $200 million for Harrison Ford and whatever movie we make. And then there was Ben Affleck.
Some of All Fears.
Which was good and bleak, but that was, like, pre or post 9/11?
I think it was pre 9/11.
But it was, like, very...
Very close.
Yeah. On the nose. And then it was Chris Pine. Right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like every 8 years, they're just better off doing it this way. And Krasinski is somebody who is breaking through.
Yeah.
And I think they know it. They're like, this guy's going to be huge.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'll tell you, in 13 hours, I mean, he looked the part. Like, I didn't see him as Jim from The Office. He did action fine. I mean, I know that maybe he didn't hold his gun the exact way all the time. Like, some people would notice, you know, like John pointed out. But I didn't notice it. And, like, he looked like a SEAL. Or, you know, he looked special teams, you know. And so I think he's going to be awesome in this.
Yeah, I think he'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we'll see. Number 10.
As long as he doesn't look at the camera and be like, meh.
I don't think it's going to be a one camera.
Yeah.
One camera Jack Ryan.
I don't think Ed Helms is going to make it a cameo appearance.
With his, like, mug that's like,
punches a wall.
Number 10, Ben-Hur in week 2.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah. Number 10 in week 2 with 4.3 million, which is a 62%, not quite that bad drop. 19.3 million domestic in 2 weeks.
Okay, so hypothetical question. The studio would have made more money, A, remaking Ben-Hur, or B, re-releasing Ben-Hur.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
They should prop it up by making a double feature.
Yeah.
You'd be in the theater for a week and a half, you know.
They could have made
more
money.
Have you seen the original Ben-Hur?
Yeah.
Because the guys last week
had it. It's classic.
It's a great movie, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It's a beautiful-looking movie. It's a good movie.
Guy died making that movie.
I don't have a setup like Money Bags over here.
So. But I mean, it's a huge, huge epic movie. And I mean, the chariot sequence, a guy died making that. I mean, that's like when
a kid
no
died
CGI
making Twilight,
that movie.
A kid died making Twilight Zone. What's your point?
Hey.
And
too
adult.
Soon?
An adult. That's true. two people died making that movie.
No, three. It's two kids.
Kid got a...
So three times as good as Ben Hur.
It's two kids. And that's, I mean, that killed John Landis' career.
It did. Yeah.
Rightfully
unfortunately.
So. That was a bad call.
But you know what, though?
Was he responsible for that? I don't remember. Like, was he did he do something?
I think he could have said, I don't think we should have that helicopter so close to those children.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah,
it was right there.
I don't remember. I remember when it happened and it being a big deal.
Which one did he do? Was he the one
with Vic Morrow.
Yeah.
Who was, like, the racist. And they had to recut that story. Who was just like a complete bigot and then ends up being
like quantum leaping.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right,
they're
right.
Like, he's a black guy or
he's
in the South
Vietnamese
or
guy,
a Jewish guy in Nazi Germany. Yeah. And it's the first segment in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only two I remember are the,
is the Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
George Miller's is still, I mean, he does
the one on the plane, right?
Well, there's Steven Spielberg's and he does Kick the Can with Scatman Crothers.
Yeah. So
you get, I mean, it's so maudlin, but you do get Scatman, who is Hong Kong phooey.
Is,
Don't do the
then
voice.
Then you got, Hong Kong or Scatman, either way. I mean,
it's the same thing.
I've got plenty of B-roll on that.
And then you get, it's a good thing you did, which was originally Billy Mumy from Lost in Space.
Yeah.
But this one was directed by Joe Dante.
Right.
So it had all of his regulars. I think it had like Dick Richards.
It did. Yeah. He was the crazy old grandpa.
So that one, which was fun. And then the fourth one.
The thing on the plane.
which is Nightmare at 20,000.
Is that Shatner? Feet.
No, Shatner was the original.
And the TV show
is
Shatner.
Yeah, John Lithgow.
And it was directed by George Miller. And that original is classic and great.
Right. The Simpsons did it.
But man, when they...
Terror, like seven and a half feet.
That 120-minute section is so good. Lithgow's amazing in it.
The creature's amazing looking.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen Twilight Zone, the movie.
That's cool. It's a good little flick.
It's totally worth it.
They got nice little bookends with Dan Aykroyd and Albert Brooks as an EMT.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll have to watch that
later.
Look
at that old man.
You want to see something really scary?
Yeah.
No, that's the line. Check it out. Except for that.
So number 10, Ben-Hur, is at under $20 million domestic. It did manage to pull in another $12 million foreign, so $28 million on a $100 million budget. I do have to mention a bonus. Number 11, Hell or High Water, had a 23% increase.
All right, that's good.
$3.3 million
because of our show.
It was. Yeah.
Thank you. The check is in the mail, right? $3.3 million. That is now at $8.1 million domestic, so...
I mean, it deserves a little bit more love than that, but I'm glad it's getting there.
It's increasing.
Yeah. Those are word of mouth movies.
Right.
Everyone, you know, I've talked to people about it and said, go see it. And I've heard people, I've heard good things. I want to see it. Like, people are talking about this movie.
I the more I thought about it, and it's one of those ones that we've talked about where it's like, you keep thinking about it.
It sticks to your ribs.
I want to see it again.
It's one of my favorite ones from this year.
It's easily. One that I actually do want to kind of go watch again because it was so good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's the box office.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
So that's it for this episode. We'll go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you'd like to continue the conversation online, you can find us at Facebook.com/RealSpoilers, on Twitter at RealSpoilers, or on the internet at RealSpoilers.com. You can email the show at RealSpoilers@ReviewSTL.com, or you can email any individual one of us except Joe.
Son of a bitch.
At our first name and then at Real Spoilers.
So that's our first name at Real Spoilers.
No, you would actually use someone's first name. It's like our first name is like in parentheses where you would insert our actual first name.
Have you guys
name.
Not been getting my emails?
No, I have not.
Oh,
I'm afraid to check.
Never mind.
Thing.
Yeah. So there, you can do it all that way. So don't forget, we're also on iTunes. Go there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us tremendously. So there, that's everything. Coming up on the next episode, we will take on, what did we say this week? Don't breathe.
Don't breathe.
Don't breathe is what we'll be doing on
your
very next episode.
Terrible name.
Until then, you've been warned.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. Uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none. Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe. Practiced all my sins, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with. All I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I come clean, I wonder.